This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And the one thing that I do notice of late when I'm bringing you an Hour One Nugget or a daily devotional, I'm doing it live, is my chair is incredibly creaky. Now, when I'm just doing a quick link, it doesn't matter. But when you're doing something for an amount of time, like 10 minutes or 12 minutes or whatever it is, the chair creaks and it's a little bit disconcerting. I must get this sorted out. So I do ask you to forgive me. God accepting me. Part 58, Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 15 through 16. Just noticed, if I sit absolutely still and don't move, there's no creaking. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord. This is what Paul says in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 15th verse. He says this: "So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." That is utterly incredible. And that is why I'm doing this series. This is why the title of this series is not God Accepted Me, but God Accepting Me. I wanted to call it God Accepted Me, and it didn't feel right. And I felt the Lord say, "I've more than accepted you. I am accepting you." In other words, it's an ongoing thing. His acceptance of us doesn't stop, never will stop. It will continue always because He loves us that much. And here's the proof of how much God loves us. In verse 14 it says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children, and now we call Him Abba, Father. When I was born to my father and my mother, I was very grateful to be born to them. I have to say, they were amazing parents. They were strict, but they were amazing parents. I had a wonderful childhood, a great upbringing. But when you're adopted, when you are an adopted person, I've never been adopted, so I don't know, but I'm surmising this, that you are chosen. You are picked out. My dad and my mum, when they had me, they didn't choose me. They had what they were given. But when someone is adopted, they are chosen. So when God adopted us as His children, He chose us. We were chosen by Him. I'll have that one. And that one. I'll have that one. Oh, boy. And Paul tells us that we have that right to call him Abba, Father. Abba being the Aramaic word for daddy. Abba, Father. So why are we in fear? Paul says here, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. We are not supposed to be in fear. We are not supposed to be fearful slaves. That is not supposed to happen. So if you have any fear in you at all, it has to go because it's not supposed to be there. Paul's telling you, when we received God's Spirit, we became children of God. We became adopted into his family. I'm going to tell you what we became, because this is incredible. God the Father is the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. Well, if he's the King of Kings, I must be a Prince of Princes. You must be a prince of princes. You must be a princess of princesses. You must be, because we've been adopted. We have that authority now to be able to say we are part of the royal priesthood. He is our father, and he is royal. So therefore, we come from a royal lineage. Isn't that amazing? Because of the Father. Because of the Father. We are special. We are chosen. We are picked. And if you ever felt in your heart, I'm not sure I belong to Almighty God, let me tell you this. Paul goes on to say, for his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. So therefore, I'm bringing you a word telling you that we are God's children. I'm bringing you this word saying we are adopted into his family. I'm bringing you this word saying we are part of the royal priesthood. We are royalty, prince of princes, princesses of princesses. That's who we are. Now, when you're listening to that, what does your spirit say to you? What is your inner self saying to you as you hear this? Is your inner self saying, yeah, I agree with that. That is absolutely bang on right. That is true. Or is your spirit doubting it? Now, this is important. This is really, really important, and I think this is the absolute crux of the message. Because if your spirit is not agreeing with this message, then I know this. You need to get right with Almighty God. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm so sure. Because what I am doing is I am telling you what Scripture says. What I am doing is reading to you Scripture. What I am doing is interpreting that Scripture into I know the right way. In other words, as you read this, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his children. When he adopted you as his children. Therefore, that message is straight from the Word of God. He goes on to say, for his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. If you're not feeling that, then I have to ask you this question. Have you given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Or have you been spending years on the periphery, on the outside? You've never made a real commitment. Never made a real commitment to him. Never decided to follow him completely, to keep your eyes only focused on him. If that's the case, then today is the day I think you should do that. Because as soon as you have made that commitment to Almighty God, I am so sure your whole being will then cry out, yes, this is the truth. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for all the things I've done wrong. I ask you to forgive me and to make me brand new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Heavenly Father, pour your Holy Spirit into my heart right now. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. By saying that prayer, something has happened. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm, to confirm that we are God's children. Are you getting that? It affirms it. It confirms it. We are now God's children, adopted into his family. Oh, if that doesn't convince you that God is accepting you, then nothing will. For this is the truth, beloved. This is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the very heart of what it means to be accepted, not rejected any longer. All the rejection has gone in Jesus' name, because you have been accepted and are being accepted on a continual basis by the King of Kings and by the Lord of Lords. What words? What words? What a heritage. Father God, we thank you so much for what you have done and what you continue to do in our lives, Lord. We love you and we adore you and we give you all the praise and all the glory that is due your holy name. Amen and amen.